This is KCUR 89.3. Small business is often called the engine for growth in the U.S. economy. In Missouri, 99% of all businesses are classified as small, and they employ nearly half of the state's workers. In the fourth story of the statewide Beyond the Ballot series, St. Louis Public Radio's Melody Walker visited some small business owners in the St. Louis region to find out what they're thinking ahead of the midterm elections.
That'll warm up the mash tun, and that will mix with the grain.
Stuart Keating is on a ladder above giant stainless steel tanks, where he will mix the ingredients for the next batch of beer at his microbrewery in South St. Louis. Keating is one of four owners at Earthbound Beer. They have 11 employees, and everyone pitches in when it's time to lug cases of beer up from the cellars, located 25 feet below their renovated 19th century building. Earthbound fills several thousand aluminum cans with beer each month. Keating says they've started to feel the effects of President Trump's tariffs on imported metals.
We're the small guys, so we're gonna get the price increases passed on to us. And if you don't have any purchasing power, or any real purchasing power, you really can't. You're at the absolute mercies of all price increases.
About 20 miles southwest of the brewery, Dan Hurt runs St. Louis Pneumatic, one of the last American manufacturers of professional-grade ratchets and pistol grip drills.
We're a small operation. We have very low overhead, and we're located in a small industrial park in the Midwest. And we have a lot of small, basically family-owned U.S. manufacturers in that industrial park that support us.
Hurt says the tariffs on imported metals will actually help his business because he only uses American-made materials. For now, he's looking for elected officials to pay attention to concerns he shares with local manufacturers.
The main ones at the top are the labor, the benefits, and capitalization are probably the key issues, in my opinion.
Hurt says capitalization, or borrowing money to pay for a piece of equipment that can cost as much as a house, isn't always easy. A recent survey of small business owners, however, found that access to capital is improving. But another topic that's top of mind for all business owners is the tight labor market. With record unemployment, there is a shortage of skilled workers.
Workforce is something that we should all be concerned about.
Nicole Adewale, president of Abna Engineering in St. Louis, says education and training, starting as early as the fourth grade, must be improved to prepare the next generation of workers.
There are jobs we didn't even think about existing. And so the point is we need to have a well-trained workforce that's very flexible, who can maybe morph into a couple of different things.
The shortage of workers with knowledge and skills has been the most frequently cited barrier to adding jobs for the past 3 years in a survey of St. Louis employers. But from the road while traveling to Nashville to expand the market for Earthbound Beer, Keating says workforce is just one item on his wish list.
I would like to see increased funding for education, increased funding for childhood wellness, universal health care, and an increased minimum wage. Like, these really basic quality of life improvements would go a long way towards helping me as a small business owner.
Keating is not alone. There are more than 30 million small businesses in the U.S. It's a constituency most candidates can't afford to ignore. I'm Melody Walker in St. Louis.